Hello?
Hello? Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research, and I'm not selling anything, conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing children of Boston in schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston now?
Yes. About how long do you estimate the survey to take?
Oh, this it takes about like 10 minutes, ma'am. But this is how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
One. And this is specific to Boston, the survey?
Yes. Boston public schools. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Just one second.
Which of the following best describes the school your child will attend this coming school year? Would that be one of the district public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside of Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
A district public school in Boston.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
42.
42, okay. All right, and how do you describe your gender? That be a man, woman, or non-binary?
Woman.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your race?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grade is your child entering this fall?
Third grade.
Third, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and as a reminder, the Boston public school system also refers to the BPS system. It's a district administrator overseeing, a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system?
Okay, so we're talking about the system, not about his specific school?
The whole system, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And sorry, what's the scale?
Would that be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I guess I would say somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded, in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
A B.
A B. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. How about Boston public schools as a whole? Would you say, how would you grade Boston public schools?
I would say a D.
D, okay. All right. Okay, and thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston public schools from A to F?
Ooh, on the schools? I don't know, I would say D.
D, okay.
No, D,
right.
D.
Okay, yes, D, right. Okay. As you may know, the Boston public school system says, it's committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teaching and, in the world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well. Okay. All right, as you may know, the Boston public school system says that they partner with community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston public school system is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
So again, we're talking about the system, not the specific school.
Yes, this is talking about the public school system. They say, well, that's talking about the every school in Boston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat well.
somewhat well. Okay. All right, ma'am. And if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, would you say you can pick up? Would you say parents, teachers, students, the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community? You can pick up two choices.
Yeah, I remember this from a couple of years ago. I guess I would say the superintendent.
And the BPS system leaders?
Yeah.
And what else?
Parents,
teachers, students, politicians, or the local community?
Politicians?
Politicians, okay. All right, and how engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat.
Somewhat engaged, right?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Okay. As a parent of a student of Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, leaders is kind of vague because it's like, is that the principal? Is it the superintendent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, what about the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns?
Oh, I strongly disagree.
I strongly disagree. Okay, what about the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. And the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree, right, on that one.
Yeah.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned, okay. All right, ma'am, and how concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. All right. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more questions, and I really thank you for your time. Okay. Okay, and does your child's school offer after-school sports or not?
After-school sports, did you say?
Yes, sports.
No, they don't.
No, would you say not offer, right?
Not offered.
Okay, and does your child's school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not?
Yes.
So they offer too much or offer the right amount?
I'm not saying too much. I'm laughing that that would be an option. The right amount, I guess.
The right amount. Okay. All right, and does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
He does.
Okay. So, yes, right? Okay. All right, yes. And does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
He does not.
Also, no, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, for the next questions, please think about your third grade child, looking ahead for, you know, when your third grade child will attend high school. Would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston Public Schools or not?
No.
Not satisfied. Okay. Okay, now, what are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option, you know, for your third grade child, in your own words?
Oh, the ability to be challenged academically, this is just in general what's important, I would say.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Ability to be challenged academically, a sense of community, and the ability to include activities like art, music.
Okay,
And,
okay, you said the ability to be challenged academically and,
a sense of school community.
Okay, school community.
Yeah, you could also say attention to social and emotional well-being or social and emotional learning.
Okay, and emotional learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. Learning. All right. Okay, ma'am, and many schools are, you know, digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a high school for your child, you know, for third grade child to use? That uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as, you know, a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club.
Huh.
Would that be a yes or no?
I guess yes.
Okay. Be yes. Okay. All right, then, thinking about the high school for your third, you know, grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
What about allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests?
Yeah, very appealing.
Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Very appealing.
Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Very appealing.
And gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Very appealing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English? No other language?
No other language.
Okay. Just English. Okay. And what are the last year of schooling that you completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. Graduate.
Yeah.
All right. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Would you say below $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000? $100,000 to less than $150,000 or be $150,000 or more?
$100,000 to $150,000.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.